Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. Today we're going to be discussing Lesson 213. This is your host, Brother T, with my beautiful wife, Reverend Renee. And we're going to be talking about all things or lessons God would have me learn. This is the lesson for review. We are in review now, the last review in part one. And we have about a week of lessons remaining before we get into part two, so we are just going to take a good deep breath now and join together for a moment of silence before we begin. I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. All things are lessons God would have me learn.
A lesson is a miracle which God offers to me in place of thoughts I made that hurt me. What I learn of him becomes the way I am set free. And so I choose to learn his lessons and forget my own.
I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. All things are lessons God would have me learn. Let's join together for a moment of silence. All things are lessons God would have me learn. He doesn't say some of the things. He doesn't say part of the things. He doesn't say only the things that you like. And he definitely doesn't say only the things you don't like. All things are lessons. A lesson is a miracle which God offers to me in place of thoughts I made that hurt me. As I read this, it explains to me that if I would join at the center of my being our practice of the Holy Instant, if I join with the Holy Spirit, nothing more than my right mind, and ask the question now in dialogue, and just simply ask the question, what's the truth? The miracle would be revealed. The miracle is a sudden shift of perception. The ego is always looking at everything, all things, through a prism of fear. And we can add other attributes to that, but it still boils down to fear. Jesus tells us in A Course in Miracles, literally, that there are only two emotions, fear and love. And so when I join in relationship with the Holy Spirit, nothing more than my right mind, I now have access to truth, capital T truth, which will always be unexpected if I'm seeing the world through the eyes of fear. Fear is a liar. You've heard that. We've all heard that. There's even been songs written about that. Yet we depend on fear to keep us safe. We depend on fear to help us make good decisions. We believe good decisions will keep us safe and protect us from what? Life, neighbors, calamity, the government. We have a long list. But all of that and every one of those things are providing an opportunity for lessons. All lessons or lessons of God would have me learn. A lesson is a miracle which God offers to me in place of thoughts I made, which would be the ego mind, which are hurting me. My thoughts are hurting me. My separated thoughts of fear are literally hurting me. What I learn from him becomes the way I am set free. And the capital H him there would be the voice for God, which is the Holy Spirit, which is nothing more than your right mind. It is your true self. And so I choose, in every moment we have a choice, to learn his lessons. But I can only learn those lessons when I am joined in union and relationship with the Holy Spirit. And I'm willing to ignore, and this is important, I'm willing to ignore my own thoughts. He's saying, my lessons, your own lessons. Thoughts of fear. Are thoughts of fear lessons? Absolutely. We've been learning them over and over and over and over and over. It's a training system. It's a thought training system. It's a thought system of fear. It's the opposite, the absolute opposite, an upside down thought reversal system from that of love, from that of God, from that of truth. So today we can rejoice because we have a choice. We still have to exercise the option. We still have to take advantage. The option's always been here. The first stumbling block for me, for how many ever lifetimes or decades in this lifetime, was that I didn't even know I had a choice. What an amazing miracle. A shift of perception just to know that I actually have a choice. And so do we all, every one of us. So what a relief I hope you're experiencing in your journey into A Course in Miracles to discover that you really do have a choice. And then we only need to begin to practice so that we can have a process and understand how we can take advantage of this choice to be the expression of love in all our movements and who and what we are here in the middle of the kingdom of heaven. We've never been anywhere that God would not have us be.
What a relief.
Yeah.
What a relief. I love the, again, all-encompassing, the all things are lessons God would have me learn, all things, which to me is the assurance, the blessed assurance that all is well, the blessed assurance that the universe is for us and not against us, that even if it is meant by others to cause pain, that even in that, it is somehow for us. Everything is for us, not against us. And I think that that is a lesson in non-resistance, a lesson in allowance. And allowance is really simply code for forgiveness. And lesson 193 has a little practice and prayer embedded in it, you know, forgive and see this differently. Forgive and see this differently. When I forget my own lesson and I exercise the option for the miracle and allow that to be my lesson, my new way of seeing, it shifts my experience of life. So, you know, the hurt, the pain, the false ideas of betrayal and loss and sin and sickness need not be, and I need not suffer from those ideas. I can forget those ideas. I can release those ideas and allow through forgiveness, through going back before a judgment was given, by bringing all of that, offering all of that upon the altar to be altered through the miracle, through my willingness to see it differently and let go of my way. How good it is to let go of the idea of my way or the highway. And let go of that control, let go of needing to figure any of it out. I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to allow a miracle-mindedness to wash over me. And I gotta say, there is such peace, contentment, joyfulness in this way of life. Can't unring this bell. The bell is rung. We're in it. And I'm grateful.
I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. All things are lessons God would have me learn.
A lesson is a miracle which God offers to me in place of thoughts I made that hurt me. What I learn of him becomes the way I am set free. And so I choose to learn his lessons and forget my own. I am not a body.
I am free.
For I am still as God created me.
And so it is. Amen.
And so we let that be. And just pause.
Thank you, Mighty Companions, for being with us today. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful way to start the day, to be in the day, and to be mindful of the gift of the day. Have you noticed? We love you. God bless you.
We'll
be back.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. Send my love into the heavens and in